You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I am Taya J, and I am joined today by Taylor Ray. I have to say, I'm a little amused by the irony of the rhyming that we have going on right now.
I thought the exact same thing when I saw the email from Brad. Yeah.
Pretty great. Pretty great.
I love it.
Wonderful to meet a kindred spirit.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here today, Taylor. You are on a radio tour promoting your debut album, Mad 20s. Congratulations on completing that. It's quite the accomplishment.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for having me. This is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you're touring the West a little bit. Tell me where you were before today and tell me where you're heading next.
I was in Durango yesterday and Santa Fe before that. This is my third stop. Tomorrow I'll be in Carbondale.
Excellent. Yeah. And have you been to Colorado before?
Yes, many times. I spent a lot of time here, although I've never been here and I've never been to Carbondale. I've never been to Fort Collins. Those are the three places I'm going that I haven't been. But this is my favorite state, I think. The only reason I don't live here is, like, I'm not a snow person.
Fair enough.
But I do love it, and I've spent an extended amount of time here before. Yeah, a few years ago, I was in Salida for like 5 or 6 weeks, and that was awesome.
And if I'm not mistaken, you actually wrote a song once about driving from California, which is where you're from, to Colorado, called Home on the Road, and that is on your album. Do you want to kick off the show with that song?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Feeling so close and living with our heads down low, hoping we can find a little bit of ourselves where the rubber meets the road. And you got a prime 79 black Chevy step van, and I only got one thing on my mind, and we don't need no plan. So fire it up, breathe it in slow, gotta do it now before we get old. Shake down salty spirit, the one I used to know. Let your dreaming mind free your wandering soul, and we got a whole lot more to live for than this town. Let's put the old van into drive and go. I'm making home on the road. It's 104 on the side of 85 at a rest stop. Heat gauge red line, and I got one thought to pass the time. It ain't so great, but it could be worse. So we crack a couple cold ones to lift the curse, when all we gotta cheers to is being alive. And we may be too broke now to cross the state line, timing. So shake down your salty spirit, the one I used to know. Let your dreaming mind free your wandering soul, and we got a whole lot more to live for than this town. Let's put the old van into drive and go. I'm making home on the road. Home on the road, yeah. Shake down your salty spirit, the one I used to know. Let your leaving mind free your wandering soul, and we got a whole lot more to live for than this town. Let's put the old van into drive and go. I'm making home on the road. Home on the road, yeah. Making home on the road, yeah. Making home on the road.
We just heard Home on the Road from Taylor Ray off of her debut album, Mad 20s. Tell me a little bit more about the inspiration for that song.
Okay, so this was
driving from Salida, Colorado, back to Santa Cruz, California. And at the time, my partner and I had a black Chevy step van from the 70s.
Amazing.
Yes. In theory, yes.
A tank.
It's like 9 miles to the gallon.
Right, with these gas prices, I don't know.
I know, right? Luckily, yeah, 2015 was probably still bad. We were broke anyways, so any gas price was bad for us. But it was always overheating, and on the drive back, it was like maybe like mid-August. We were like outside of Elko, Nevada on I-80, and it was like the fifth time that day that it overheated, so we like pulled over again at a rest stop. But I think we just had a good sense of humor about it at that point because we didn't really have anywhere to be, you know? And yeah, we pulled over, and I remember writing in my journal like what we were doing. And so I had that little memory, and we cracked some warm Heinekens and just sat there like in our underwear, just like dying of heat. That also no AC in the van. And then a few months later, I was going back through my journal and looking at the entries, and I reread this one, and I was like, that could be a good song. And that's where it came from. And it was kind of like a joke at first, not a joke, but I didn't take the song very seriously. And it wasn't supposed to be on the album originally. We were actually in the studio recording the album with the band, and we were just like flying through the songs. Everything was sounding so good. And yeah, my producer was like, we should just do Home on the Road. Like, they can just learn it really fast. And I was like, all right, whatever, we'll just throw it on there. And it's the single. So I feel like things like that always work out. But yeah, it's funny. That's where it came from.
Yeah, excellent. That's a great story. Talk to me a little bit about Mad 20s. Talk to me about your album.
So the album is a collection of songs that I've written over the last 10 years, starting at age 19. Yeah, the oldest one on the album is Forgiveness. And when I was 21, I wrote a song called Liquify. And the first line in the song is, in our mad 20s now. And it was kind of that moment where everything started to feel really heavy. And I was like, okay, I'm really like growing out of adolescence and into adulthood. And so Liquify, I released a few years ago just as a single. But in that moment, I was like, I think I'm going to do an album called Mad 20s. I just like really liked that concept. And so I waited until the end of my 20s to record it. It wasn't really planned out or anything like that, but it just, yeah, all fell into perfect timing. But yeah, it kind of just takes you through your journey of this decade, all the lessons, the hard times, the good times, times where you're really broke, where you're happy and sad. So I think, yeah, there's something on there that everyone can relate to, probably.
Nicely said. Let's go ahead and listen to another song off of that album.
Sure.
What do you want to play for us next?
I think I'm going to do something familiar. I haven't played this one yet on any of the radio stops, so I thought it'd be a nice one.
Excellent.
When I got you on the brain, my body doesn't work the same. Make me feel some kind of way, and I don't know if it's a change, if my life's supposed to rearrange, but I don't have time to make up my mind. I'm going in blind. You feel something familiar, like a somewhat of a blur, so sweet. The memory tastes on my teeth. Hazy, hazy now. I'm about to turn around and see if you're there waiting for me. Tell me, lonely bachelor, have I seen you in here before? Once or twice or maybe more. Seems like only yesterday I was shaking your hand and relearning your name, and now I've dreamt of sharing funny cigarettes. You feel something from me.
familiar, like a somewhat of a blur. So sweet, the memory tastes on my teeth. Hazy, hazy now, I'm about to turn around.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Taya J, joined live in the studio today by singer-songwriter Taylor Ray on her radio tour across the West. We just heard Something Familiar. I read about that song that the inspiration came from the moment when you meet a stranger and you feel just a sort of inexplicable connection with that person.
Exactly. Yep.
Have you had one of those moments recently?
Yeah, actually, especially being on the road so much this year. I've met so many people, and you can just tell, like, in certain moments when you just click immediately. And, yeah, on the blog I say, like, not even in a romantic way, you know? It's just, like, I feel like soulmates can be best friends, family members, whoever. But I think, you know, there's many interpretations, but I'm like, maybe we knew each other in a past life, or, like, I don't know, somehow, like, our souls are just connected, and it's just and like an effortless communication, or just, you know, time goes on, and you're like, wow, we've been talking for so long, I just met you. Or yeah, or sometimes it's a total stranger that just like walks by, and you're like, whoa, I think I know that person from somewhere, you know? So yeah, that's where the inspiration came.
Yeah, I love that. I was also reading about it, that it was sort of a departure from, you know, your more bluesy sounding stuff, and it has a bit of a hint of jazz going for it. Where did that inspiration come from?
I've always been a huge fan of Norah Jones, and that didn't really reflect so much in my music until I wrote this song. I think I was 22 when I wrote this, and before that I was living in LA and had like a 9-piece Southern rock blues band. And so when I moved back up to Santa Cruz, I was doing so much solo performing. And, the songs I started writing definitely started to reflect the more jazzy side of my influences. So, yeah, this kind of opened up a lot of doors, and a lot of songs that came after this, ones that aren't on this record, they kind of fell into this genre, and I thought that was cool. I try not to like box myself into anything, and I go through a lot of phases and like the kind of music that I like, and that definitely reflects into what I'm writing. So, this was a jazz phase for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds wonderful. I enjoy that one a lot.
Thanks.
The title of your album is Mad 20s. Is it ever uncomfortable or painful to revisit some of those songs, you know, say one you wrote when you were 19 and going through an experience that now almost 10 years later is, you know, you may be a completely different person? What's that experience like to return to some of those songs?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think maybe it would have been a few years ago, but the last couple of years I've like been through a lot and have learned a lot, and I think I have the tools now to kind of process through those things that could potentially be a little bit painful or sting a little bit, with just like an attitude of just total awareness about how I feel, and just let whatever happen and not like have too much judgment towards it, you know, if like a negative feeling or an unwelcome feeling comes up. Just let it kind of sit there and look at it, not read too much into it. Because, yeah, 19, 19, 20, 21, those were some years for sure.
I think that's true.
I have a sense of humor about it now, too. I think it's, like, kind of funny because a lot of it doesn't hurt anymore. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we stopped taking ourselves as seriously, I feel like.
Definitely.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to something else. Sure. What do you want to play for us next?
I'm going to play a song called Fixer Upper, and I wrote this one. It's about how in me and my ex-partner fell in love in Los Angeles. So the imagery in the song describes kind of what LA looks like or felt like to me at the time. And completely true story, but we had been together for many years before I wrote the song. So when I wrote it, I was kind of like going back in time and telling the story. And this one I wrote in 10 minutes. And yeah, it was kind of a magical experience. It's still one of my favorites.
That was Fixer Upper off of Taylor Rae's album Mad 20s. Taylor Rae joins me on Talkin' Music in the studio today. So much of this album, it seems like, is autobiographical, taken from personal experience. I always wonder, how do you find a balance between something that's very, very personal and something that allows a listener to connect with what you're writing or to relate to kind of on their own terms?
Yeah, what I've learned, I didn't know for a while. I just kind of, yeah, and I didn't think about it too much. I just like wrote what I needed to write. Songwriting for me is like so therapeutic when I feel like stuck in life or like just like blocked energetically. Writing a song is just like the best release and I can like move on, you know? But it wasn't until recently that, because I've been on the road so much this year and have met so many new people at shows who come up after and they're like, man, so relatable. And I'm like, that's crazy because it's such a personal song. But I found that the more vulnerable you are, the more relatable it is, which is kind of an interesting phenomenon and just like another magical thing about music and songwriting in general. So I think moving forward, and really since then, the songs that I've written recently, yeah, I just try and like not holding back. I don't want to hold back any details, even though it might be uncomfortable or like I don't know what people are going to think, or I don't know if they're going to like the way I say this or whatever. Yeah, because I think I've learned that people like that. I think it makes it easier to connect too, just as an artist to the audience, you know, there's like no barrier there. So
yeah, nicely said. I think too, like what you were talking about, you know, is the songs you wrote at 19 maybe aren't as painful now as they were when you wrote them. I think sharing that experience with strangers, sharing that experience with an audience, and realizing that you're not alone in that experience, totally. And they are also realizing that they're not alone in their experience, is a really magical and special moment of connection and catharsis as you kind of progress on your journey.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been pretty awesome. And then when telling stories on stage too, it's like I don't have to fabricate anything. I'm like, nah, this is exactly what happened, you know? And yeah. And for the older songs, there's always like a sense of humor about it too. So I like the lightness there. Yeah.
Where do you see your evolution taking you? What's next for you?
I am so enjoying where I'm at. And I think the rest of the year, I'm just going to focus on radio, just traveling the country, going to different spots, meeting radio people. Like, it's just so cool to like be in the community. And like, you know, when I put out the next album, it's like, I'll already know you guys. And that's really fun. And it's going to be fun to come back and visit when that happens. So that's what I want to focus on for the rest of 2022. I think 2023 will be a big year for festivals. I think I'm still going to like ride the Mad 20s train as long as I can, since it is the debut album and people are still hearing it for the first time and will be for a long time. So yeah, next summer I'm hoping to just have a schedule packed full of festivals.
Excellent. Well, yeah. We will be on the lookout for that, certainly. How has the reception for Mad 20s been? What are you hearing from folks as you travel the country with it?
Good things. Home on the Road was in the top 5 for like 5 or top 10 for 5 weeks or something on the Americana charts, and so that's cool. And you know, the story, it was like not even going to be on the album, and then you know, this news started coming out, so I was like, wow, that's awesome. But
people love an underdog.
Right? Yeah, I know. So yeah, the reception has been really good. I loved the album when it was done. Like, when we finished recording, I was like, I don't care if everyone hates this. Like, I love it so much. So this is kind of just a bonus that people, you know, like it and stations are playing it.
You mentioned loving the album. Is there a particular song off of the album that you're loving right now that you're like, yeah?
Yes. Just Be, which is going to be the next radio single coming out in I think this week, actually. They just sent it out to all the stations. And this one has been consistently my favorite for a while. The way I do it acoustically is a little bit different because there's like a long jam section in the song. But that's my favorite part. I love, like, we recorded this song all live in the studio. So, like, no overdubs or anything. Like, the whole band was playing together and it was just like one take, no comps or Yeah, it just has like a real feeling. We even kept like the count in at the beginning, the drummer counting in. So I love, this is probably my favorite type of music, just if I had to generalize, you know, just I love the like raw blues jam band vibe. So that's what this one is.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to have you take us out on that one.
Awesome.
Taylor Rae, thank you so much for joining me today at KVNF.
Thank you so much, Taya J.
About a dirt road, sipping his cherry wine. He said, "Tay, this never gets old, and I'm gonna tell you why. It's called a simple life, so unwind your mind and give it a try." Back in Southern California, running in a rat race, I can't get no real love. Oh, I need a slower pace, so I ain't going back there. Oh, that's a bet I made, so I'll sip on some of what he's got and call it a day. Sometimes we get so caught up in what it takes to be free, mining for the few things that we can buy with money. And I'm picking up your message, what you're laying down for me. The key to being happy is to just be. Oh, the key to being happy is to just be. But lately we forget that we got all the control. If we can still teach our minds how to feed our soul when every day's a choice, and I know it ain't an easy one. But we can't be stronger together if we all run. Sometimes we get so caught up in what it takes to be free, mining for the few things that we can buy with money. And I'm picking up your message, what you're laying down for me. If we can still teach our minds, yeah, how to free our soul when every day's a choice, and I know it ain't an easy one. But we can't be stronger together if we're all numb. 'Cause sometimes we get so caught up in what it takes to be free, mining for the few things that we can buy with money. And I'm picking up your message, what you're laying down for me. The key to being happy is to just be. Oh, the key to being happy is to just be, yeah. Oh, the key to being happy is to just.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. For more Talkin' Music programming, visit kvnf.org. Thank you for listening.